This is SB Nation AM on SB Nation Radio.
And on SBNationRadio.com.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
All right, thanks for joining us, SB Nation Radio. Antonio Brown once again asking for a trade of the Pittsburgh Steelers. What made this a little different than the other time he's asked the Steelers to trade him? This time he put out a cool video. And thanks Steeler fans for 9 big years. It's a cool video. It's got some production value. He posted on Twitter and Instagram. Nevertheless, Antonio Brown wants out of Pittsburgh. Really no surprise. We've been playing this song and dance game since the end of the season. Where would he go? What is he going to do? And how did he fall so quickly? Antonio Brown was on Dancing with the Stars, for crying out loud. His jersey was just selling through the roof. And all of a sudden now, Antonio Brown is a pariah. He burned his bridge. You don't burn your bridge. And it came out of nowhere, too, which is really bizarre. Like, out of nowhere, all of a sudden, Antonio Brown is miserable in Pittsburgh. He doesn't like the coach. He doesn't like the quarterback. He doesn't like Juju Smith-Schuster getting love. And now he wants to leave. Skipped a game that the Steelers needed to win to make the playoffs. And now he wants to leave. All right, fine, leave. The Steelers, if they trade him before June 1st, which is probably when they would trade him if they do trade him, would have to eat $21 million in dead money because they restructured his contract thinking he was going to be a Steeler for life. $21 million in dead money is a lot. And it kind of puts the Steelers in an awkward situation because they'd like to get rid of him. They have no need for a guy that actually doesn't want to show up for work, especially when the team needs him the most. And all of a sudden, they got to eat $21 million just to get rid of the guy. But you know Antonio Brown is 31 years old? Is there a market for long-term for a 31-year-old receiver in the NFL? He's got skills. He's got talent. He'll make a team better in the next couple of years. But This is a sad story to me because he had everything. And all of a sudden, something got a hold of him. And listen, this is the deal. You're 30 years old, all right? I don't care if you're 20 years old, all right? There's a time to be an adult. But when we talk about professional athletes, what we talk about is people who, you know, guys who have people, right? They have agents. Or they have handlers. They have people that have people. And nobody's getting to Antonio Brown to tell him that his life needs to be better under control. There's something going on with him. He's throwing furniture off a balcony 14 floors up, almost hit a child. He was going speeding in his car. He was going 100 miles an hour in a 45-mile-an-hour zone and then skipped the court date. Right? He allegedly pushed the mother of his child when she talked about needing money for an appointment or something. No charges were filed, but nevertheless, the NFL is still looking into that. Right? He's got a verbal argument with Ben Roethlisberger in practice, skipped the game the Steelers needed the most. There has been, this is a decline of somebody. This is the decline of an individual. Now, you may not have sympathy or not, and I'm not asking you to have sympathy. But what I'm saying is there are people around Antonio Brown that need to stop being enablers and start looking at him differently and saying, hey, you're messing all of this up. And if you keep thinking this is the best way to live your life, you're going to blow everything. You're going to give it all up. And the Steelers are probably going to let him go. If you might as well get something for him, because he ain't playing anymore for the Pittsburgh Steelers. I'll tell you that right now. We talked about this when it happened. Art Rooney, the second, doesn't talk much at all to the media. And he spoke to the media about Antonio Brown. When I was at Super Bowl, I talked to two Steelers, Ryan Shazier and Hines Ward. And Hines Ward has been very critical of the Steelers, which I like, because the Steelers need to kind of be criticized from one of their own. because they get a little defensive when a guy like me criticizes them, even though I've been a fan of their team since I was a kid. But when one of the family members from the outside in starts criticizing the team, I want them to pay attention to that. So he's been very vocal. And a lot of people are kind of speculating because he wanted a spot on Mike Tomlin's coaching, wanted a coaching job. He didn't get it. Nah, I don't care. Because what he's saying is true. But when you're a Steeler, it's like being a Patriot in a way. You stay out of the media. You don't make this kind of noise. And when you do, you usually find yourself on, you know, out, because that's not the way they want to do business. And Antonio Brown has been in the news way too much for a lot of the bad things that he's been doing. But he's a terrible teammate now. And I don't know if you can trust him. He wants out. The Steelers want him out. They're going to need $21 million to get rid of him. $21 million to get rid of him. So who would he, you know, where would he go? Indianapolis, San Francisco, Patriots? Well, I'm sure their teams, the Steelers, will not trade him to. They're not going to trade him to the Browns. They won't trade him to the Ravens if the Ravens needed him or whoever. They're likely not to trade him to the Patriots. It's a precarious situation. But I'm kind of done with the sympathy, like what's wrong with a player kind of thing. But I feel bad for Antonio Brown because, again, this all fell apart. And it fell apart, it seemed, quickly. From the offseason when some reporter challenged him. Just this season. And it's kind of too bad because he was a beloved player. Like, I watched him on Dancing with the Stars. He was a beloved player. He's one of the more popular players in Pittsburgh. And he gave all that up for whatever reason, where something's going on. Do I give him the benefit of the doubt? I guess. I mean, maybe, I don't know the other side of the story. I mean, I love Ben Roethlisberger, but I can guarantee you, I don't really love him, but I can guarantee you Ben Roethlisberger is, you know, there's another side to Ben Roethlisberger we don't know, right? Maybe he's not the most, maybe he has a way of getting under your skin to a point where you just lose your mind. I don't know. But Antonio Brown's blown this, and he needs somebody in his life to tell him, you've blown this, and let's get back on track.
Yeah, it's almost like he's gone full diva mode.
Full diva mode. Full diva mode.
And the only way, I equate it to a toddler. You know, when a toddler starts acting up, they're just doing it for attention. And that's what this kind of feels like is, you know, he's doing all the negative things because we're talking about him.
Yeah.
And, you know, and he's forgotten that, you know, hey, we talked about you when you were doing positive things.
And it's...
It's just like he's craving the attention.
Wait, what would make you? This is crazy. Like, even when you've lived a pampered life, I don't know if Antonio Brown's lived a pampered life. He's lived a pampered life since he's got money in the NFL. But what, when you're 14 floors up, and what makes you throw patio furniture off a balcony, not knowing what's down below? What kind of mindset is that? What kind of mindset makes you think that that's going to be okay? Like, you'll get away with that. Like, what if that hit a kid and it killed a kid? You think, like, the NFL is going to come rescue you? You think the Steelers are going to come rescue you? Like, well, I can't go to jail. I catch footballs for a living. Sorry for your loss, ma'am, but I can't be thrown in. What mindset makes you think it's okay? Unless there's something going on in your life that kind of... common sense is just not filtered into your brain. Driving over 100 miles an hour on a 40 mile an hour road. There are roads that you shouldn't be driving 100 miles an hour on, even if your car can go 100 miles an hour and no one's around. It's usually because they're residential and usually because it's probably not safe to go 60 on some of these roads. And not only that, so then he gets the ticket and then he skips the court date. Because there are people around him that have never told him, you better stop this. Don't do this. Don't go down this road. And now this new thing about shoving is the mother of his child that the NFL will look into. He was just on The Masked Singer, that television program.
Yep.
Like I said, he was on Dancing with the Stars. I mean, he had everything going for him.
He was actually surprising on The Masked Singer. I mean, I didn't think he could. Maybe he's aiming towards a new career.
What was he, a hippo?
He was a hippo. Hip-hop hippo.
Okay, how does that work? You're a celebrity and you sing in disguise and then they guess
and they try
who
to
you
figure
are?
Out, they try to figure out who you are.
Is there any clues?
Oh, yeah, they give clues.
Because I don't even know.
Funny enough, I don't know what Antonio Brown looks like
when he sings, so I wouldn't know.
One of the clues that he gave out was it showed a restaurant bill for $10,000.
Mm-hmm.
And that was in lieu to the $10,000 fine he got from the NFL.
Oh, I got you. Okay.
Like he's bragging about it.
Yeah. She said, famously didn't go to work. let my teammates down.
Here's just a clue. It feels like, end of November, I would say, around that time was when this all just spiraled downhill. And, maybe this is something to have to do with, the Steelers' relationship with Le'Veon Bell. Then he's, deciding to fall on the sword for that whole mess.
Yeah.
That's what it feels like since late November, beginning of December. That's when this Antonio Brown spiraling downhill. There was always little things throughout the year. But it feels like now that this is, it ramped up from there.
Yeah, and listen, I'm not one of these Uber fans that thinks like my team is perfect and how dare you not want to not love playing for my I'm sure playing for the Steelers is a pain. I'm sure they do things that you hear other teams don't do. I'm sure it's not for everybody. And I'm sure there's some frustration. Listen, they don't really like paying people. They paid Antonio Brown, but they don't really like paying people. I'm sure that there's some conversations about management. I'm sure Ben Roethlisberger is not the coolest guy to have, if you're not friends with him. I'm sure he's not the coolest guy to have as your quarterback. He just does his job and all these things. When they started giving love to Juju Smith-Schuster, and he had a problem with that. What do you want? What are we supposed to do with that? So again, to me, it's the decline of a guy that really had everything going for him. Because he had a great quarterback. He got into this league. Very few wide receivers who have incredible talent get to have a quarterback that can and be in an offensive system that can get them the ball on a regular basis so they can highlight that skill, right? Wide receivers can disappear in this league pretty quickly because if they don't have anybody that can throw them the ball, they can kind of be forgotten. And Antonio Brown was lucky is that he landed with the Steelers who A, wanted to go vertical, B, had a quarterback that could go vertical, and C, he was great going vertical. It was a perfect combination, and it allowed him to make more money than he would have made if he was playing for, let's say, Jacksonville, that wouldn't be able to get him the ball at all. So to not see those things, to not have people in your life that can see those things for you is a real disservice to him because he's now a disaster. And maybe he gets his life on track. Like if he goes to New England, right, he would need somebody to pull him aside. Like let's say the Patriots go, you know what, we'll take him. We need a wide receiver. We absolutely need a wide receiver. We have only one guy and he's in the slot. We need a downfield threat. We'll take Antonio Brown, but agent, the Patriot way, make sure your client's on board. And that person has to go to Antonio Brown and say, you better shape up if you're going to play for the New England Patriots. So where would you trade Antonio Brown if you were the Steelers? NFC team? Or does it matter? Where you get the best bang for your buck? I don't care if he goes to Indianapolis. If I get a good haul, that's where I'm taking him. I don't care if he goes to the Browns. If I get a good haul, that's what I'm getting. San Francisco would love Antonio Brown. Are you kidding? They would love him. You know who else would love him? Andrew Luck. Andrew Luck would absolutely love Antonio Brown. Oh, there's some other teams too, like Green Bay. The Patriots. If I'm the Patriots, I'm begging the Steelers. They really need. There's going to be an overhaul with the Patriots. They need receivers. They're going to need a receiver.
Yeah, but could they do that? They can't do that.
What? They're not going to trade him to. They're not going to trade him to the Patriots unless the Patriots give him Tom Brady.
I would say they would want to trade him to like a wasteland like Arizona.
No. They're gonna want to trade Antonio Brown to the AAFL.
There you go.
That's where he's going. Or better yet, the XFL, because he has to take a year off. Let's trade him to Bob Stoops' Dallas team for a potentially good player down the road at some point. Any point. That's what the Steelers gotta. I still can't believe they gotta eat $21 million of dead money trading this clown. God, how does this work? You know what? I always tell kids, if you love sports and are good in math, become one of these capologists. You know, the guys that do the numbers for these NFL teams. I mean, listen, if you're going to be an accountant anyway, you might as well have some fun with it and create some sort of really cool contract scenario for an NFL football team. I'm sure they get paid really well. Because, listen, I've been a fan of this league since I was six. And I don't even get some of these numbers. Like, I go to overthecap.com, and I just, the numbers, like, just, they're mind-boggling. You know, like, it's so complicated to figure out sometimes, not all the time. Sometimes it's simple. Sometimes it's black and white. This is what they do, and this is what it costs you. But sometimes it's so complicated how contracts get restructured so that the teams get, you know, can make it friendly. So they take a certain amount of money and they give it as a guarantee, and then they build the deal. So it's this, this, and this. So it costs less against this. But then when it reaches, if it's March 1st, if it's before March 1st, if it's after March, whatever, if you love numbers, this is your gig. This is your gig. So anyway, Steelers got to eat $21 million if they trade them at before June, which is probably when they're going to trade them, because with the draft coming, they're going to want some team that's going to have some picks. They, get a player and some picks, or just all picks, or whatever it is. So if they're going to trade them, they're going to want to trade them before so they can get some action in the draft in April. And again, $21 million in dead money. Antonio Brown. Speaking of trades, Cliff Kingsbury says, no, we're all set at quarterback with Josh Rosen. You buying this? Because, man, he gets one shot at this, right? Right? He really does. He gets one shot at Kyler Murray. And if you're not going to take your shot now. Right? Like, you're not going to trade for Kyler Murray. If you really want him, and you're the head coach of the Arizona Cardinals, and like, deep down, you really, really want him, you're in the best position to get him. The best. Because there's going to be a team that will take Josh Rosen off your hands. Right? He didn't have a lot to work with in Arizona last year. You're Cliff Kingsbury. If this is the guy you want, Kyler Murray, and you feel like you can run an offense and you can have an offense. These are two totally different quarterbacks, and you can have an offense that you want with Kyler Murray. This is the time you do it, because you're not getting another one.
Got a bold thought for you, Steeler fan.
Okay.
Antonio Brown for Josh Rosen and some other things.
That's not a bad idea, because Ben Roethlisberger, the clock is ticking fast.
Right.
Right, and I am nervous about where this team is going to go post Roethlisberger. They've got Mason Rudolph, the quarterback out of Oklahoma State. They had Josh Dobbs. I think they still have Josh Dobbs. They used to have Landry Jones, but I don't think he's on the team.
But I mean that, you know, then you're getting a good trade value. I mean, you know, the story isn't written on Josh Rosen yet. I mean,
no,
he has a bit of an attitude problem, but
he had nothing in Arizona, though, right?
I mean, maybe
give him a better team. You know, around him. How many points did that offense score during the season? Six?
I think total. The entire
maybe
season.
Total? The whole season? 10? Maybe? Tops? They were terrible. They were last in scoring. They were last in a whole bunch of things. They were miserable. Maybe he needs a different environment.
Yeah, because, you know, I know you and I joke about, you know, holding, you know, we need our teams to hold out for the Trevor Lawrence sweepstakes, because both of us, you know, our quarterbacks are the same age, basically. They came into the league at the same time.
Same time, right.
The problem is that you and I both know our teams are not fortunate enough to fall into Trevor Lawrence sweepstake area.
Right, because it's so, you have to...
You basically have to go that year. You're gonna have to go 0-16.
You have to be miserable, and usually, even if you lose your quarterback, or your quarterback's not even good, you're not gonna be miserable. Like, you're gonna win some games. Like, the Steelers defense is gonna win some games for him. And that's too bad, because I love Trevor Lawrence, and I definitely sacrifice a season to get Trevor Lawrence. I would more than happy to go 0-16. I would put up with an 0-16 season to get Trevor Lawrence.
Right, but you know that. I mean, fortune doesn't smile on our teams that way. I think the worst my team has ever done, I think they finished off with 3 wins or 4 wins. And, you know, I mean, the 1 year they got the number one pick, that player didn't want to go to their team.
Yeah,
Eli
exactly.
Manning.
You know? Yeah, exactly right. Eli Manning, all right.
And 1 year we got the number two pick and thought, hey, this is great, because we didn't want Peyton. We wanted Ryan Leaf. And, you know, that didn't turn out so well for us either.
Yeah. Yeah, especially when you get that quarterback and you're like, and it doesn't work out. That's when...
You know, I'm racking my brain right now. When did the Steelers ever have? When was the last time they had even a top five pick?
I can't remember. I don't think in my lifetime they've had a top five pick.
Yeah, I don't think in the Steelers' lifetime either.
I don't even think they've traded up to get a top five pick. I think when they drafted Roethlisberger, it was 11th. I think. And that's probably one of the highest they've had.
Yeah, so there's your scenario. To get a good quarterback or, you know, a promising quarterback, trade Antonio Brown to the Cardinals for Josh Rosen so Cliff Kingsbury can freely and clearly draft Kyler Murray.
This is who he wants.
Yeah.
Look, listen, I know you have to play the PR game. You can't publicly go, I want Kyler Murray when you have Josh Rosen. You have to say, I want Josh Rosen. This is my guy. But Cliff Kingsbury was on the record before he got the job saying he would love to have Kyler Murray, and now is the chance to get him. There's only one team that can guarantee that they can get Kyler Murray on their roster, and it's him. It's the coach that said he would like Kyler Murray on his roster. So just pull the trigger, Cliff Kingsbury, and do it. You know what I'm loving about the Antonio Brown situation that is being it's been like this for the last couple of weeks. That if you go to Twitter or you go to newspapers where there's a columnist who will write about Antonio Brown and like, could he work here, right? Inevitably, you look down the list of comments and it's a majority of people that take the high road on these kind of things. And they go, nah, man, we don't need him. We don't need his distraction. I wouldn't want my team. It's almost universal. Like, there's hardly any fan base that's universal in, no, let's take the begrudged wide receiver, the guy that made a mess of his own team situation, the guy who walked out on his team when they needed him the most, and let's bring him here because it'll work. I guess the only fan base would be the New England Patriots, because they have seen this kind of thing before, and they believe that their team will not be distracted at all by anybody at any time ever. And that says a lot about them, and it says so very little about fan bases who believe that their teams just couldn't handle the freight train of destruction that is Antonio Brown. And I'm looking at you, Denver. Right? I mean, I follow a lot of people in Denver after spending 10 years there, and the Antonio Brown to the Broncos situation is always met with, I'd rather my team lose every game than have Antonio Brown on the roster. What? You don't trust that your team you think your team is just going to fall apart if Antonio Brown shows up there? Just melt? Like, there's nobody in the locker room that will just straighten this out, or them as John Elway as a president will not come in and go, you know what, fine, we're not going to have you around. You're gone. We'll cut you. Whatever it is, like, look what the Patriots do. It's amazing that we can't get other teams to sort of implement that, because I think every one of us want teams that at least do that right. All right, that at least do. If you want the Patriot way. I think we want teams that do it at least that way. It doesn't matter who it is. I mean, it doesn't matter who it is. The Patriots will take a person and will use them until they can't use them anymore or until it becomes too risky to use them, and then they're totally fine with parting ways with that individual. And I think every team in the NFL should try to copy that. Because if you think your team is so fragile that an Antonio Brown coming into the team will wreck any good thing you may have. Look, the Broncos are terrible, and they don't want Antonio Brown. Even if Antonio Brown behaved, they couldn't use him. Well, they don't have a quarterback that could get him the ball anyway, so it doesn't really matter. And wide receiver, I think, is a weird court position when you're building a championship, because you need a wide receiver, but you also need a quarterback, and you need an offensive line that can protect the quarterback long enough for you to get open as a wide receiver. You need a running game so that the threat of you as a wide receiver is more tangible out on the field. So there's a lot of things you need offensively to make you work as a wide receiver, but just being a wide receiver that can catch a ball that's thrown to you is not a championship building formula. But nevertheless, it is amazing to me how many people, they take the high road on all of this stuff, even if it's a situation of need. Like, even if you need that guy. I said earlier, the Patriots need a wide receiver, right? Julian Edelman is pretty much the only thing they've got. They're going to need some wide receivers. Antonio Brown would be a good fit there, but he would also work there because it's either going to work or it's not, or he's not going to be a Patriot. It's not going to be the other way around. It's not going to be everything you fear about your team. Right? Whereas the Patriot fans never say, well, I don't want that guy because he'll be a distraction. They don't have distractions. Why can't more NFL teams be like that? How come I don't hear that with every other team in the NFL? How come the Patriots have been doing that for 17 years and that hasn't trickled down to other teams? Why not? Why aren't general managers looking at that going, what can I create that's similar to that? Maybe not on the same level, but similar to that. So if there's a troubled player that's talented and I could use that troubled player, that I trust my coaching staff and the organization to do the right thing and make sure he's not going to be a distraction. Now you may say, well, they got Belichick and Tom Brady, and it's a big, yeah, that's true. You may not be able to do that if you have a young quarterback. You may not be able to do that if you have a first-year head coach that's lacking some confidence. So there are situations that the Patriots have in terms of personnel and personality that would prevent that. But, I mean, at least give it a try. I mean, try it. Go to these articles. Read the columns. Read the comments from fan bases. No, I don't want him. I don't want him on our team. Now, I don't. No. He'll be a distraction. Okay. So what does that mean? Some of these teams are terrible. Like the Broncos can't get better with Antonio Brown. The Broncos can't get better with Antonio Brown. People would rather the team lose than have him on the team. Here's the deal. And I'm not sticking up for Antonio Brown because I think what he did to the Steelers is awful. But the reality of it is if he were to say, listen, all I want is a change of scenery. What I was dealing with in Pittsburgh is awful. I'm looking for a change of scenery. And if I get it, you're going to get a different Antonio Brown, and people trust that. He could be a productive player. Problem is whether or not you trust it.
I just feel the Steelers would want to try to put him someplace that where he would have no success.
Well,
or very limited. Okay, maybe it's to Jacksonville.
Hold on. The only reason I would question that, and I kind of see where you're going. You have to make sure if you're going to get rid of Antonio Brown, you're going to take this $21 million cap hit.
Oh, you got to make sure
you got to get something in return. Like you can't be vindictive and trade him somewhere to a team that's giving you nothing just because you don't want Antonio Brown to be successful.
Well, I'm saying
you've got to put Antonio Brown. You give him to a team that's offering you the best package, and if it hurts, it hurts. But
I'm saying maybe Jacksonville go after some of their young defensive guys.
Maybe so. Maybe that. I think that would be great.
Yeah,
I think Jacksonville would be perfect because. They don't have a quarterback that can throw him the ball.
Exactly.
Right?
And that's the other thing, too, how he's getting mad at Ben Roethlisberger. Is that, if you really think about it, Antonio Brown, say you were in Jacksonville from the beginning of your career, would you have the same success as you do now?
See, I don't think he's understanding this. I mean, he is lucky to have a quarterback. Look, it was a perfect storm for Antonio Brown in Pittsburgh. They were a team that was changing up offensively to be a passing downfield vertical team. I mean, they're not talking about, dink and dunk passes. I mean, they were like, we're throwing it downfield, and we need guys who can catch the ball downfield. Like when they had Plaxico Burress, when they had Mike Wallace, Antonio Brown, and Roethlisberger and Todd Haley, when he was the offensive coordinator there, they put that together, and they were going to become a passing threat team, a team that will beat you through the air. And Antonio Brown benefited from that. When you could go to other teams where that's not the case, where quarterbacks can't get you the ball like Roethlisberger could get you the ball.
I mean, just, imagine if he had started out with Jacksonville and he had Blake Bortles as his quarterback.
Yep.
He might have put up a lot of numbers because, Blake Bortles, we all know this as for Blake Bortles, is that he was one of the best fantasy quarterbacks to own because Jacksonville was so far behind that in the fourth quarter, all they did was throw.
Yeah.
And Antonio Brown would have benefited from that, but he would have been on a losing team after season after season after season.
And that's what I don't get about him, is that he's complaining about things that can only happen on very few teams in the NFL, right? That just don't have the same kind of offense. They don't have the same kind of offensive philosophy. And if he gets traded to a team that can't, with a quarterback that can't do the things Ben Roethlisberger can do, he's going to disappear. Remember, this happened to Randy Moss, right? Mm-hmm. Remember when Randy Moss played for the Raiders? I can barely remember he was playing for the Raiders. Yeah, exactly. It was like, and I hated it because I remember at the time when I was working out of Colorado, and I remember going, I hate the fact that I can't, that because I was a big Randy Moss fan. I didn't care about the mooning in Green Bay and all that stuff. I just liked watching him play. I thought he was a freak, and I thought he was fantastic. But when he was in Oakland and he was pretty much useless, and he disappeared from everybody's radar. I thought this is not good. This is not good for the league to have this kind of talent, and he's not on the highlight reel every single week. This is bad. Now when he got traded to the Patriots, the same kind of people were like, well, let's see what the Patriots can do with this guy. Yeah, well, exactly. They will Brady threw 50 touchdown passes because he had Randy Moss. And when the Giants in that first Super Bowl, when the Brady had the ball, Giant fans were holding their breath because they did have Randy Moss. And there were times where Brady almost found Randy Moss at the end of Super Bowl 42. I mean, so when you're in the right situation with the right quarterback and the right coach and the right offensive system, you can benefit. But if you're not, if they trade him to somebody that doesn't have that, you're not going to hear about Antonio Brown very much. And that's just the reality. And that's the wide receiver position is so amazingly dependent on so many other positions on the team, right? You got to establish, you got to have a running game that's a threat. You got to have a block, you have blocking for the quarterback so he has time to get you open. You got to have a quarterback that can deliver you the ball accurately, right? So many of those things offensively you have to have in order to be successful as a wide receiver, and the Steelers had it. Steelers offensive line under Mike Munchak was much better down the last couple of years, right? They had Ben Roethlisberger who could definitely throw the ball downfield, and they always had somebody that could run the ball and be a threat to run. Le'Veon Bell most of the time. Last year, James Conner. But now you have Antonio Brown wanting a trade. Well, tell me where you want to be traded. Look around the landscape of the NFL and tell me who you want to go to. Jimmy Garoppolo in San Francisco? That seems where everybody is pegging you to be. With Kyle Shanahan's offense, that could work.
Yeah, but what would the Niners give up?
I don't know.
Who would the Niners give up?
That's a good question. I mean, we'll see.
I mean, is it? I mean, I know the common.
What about Green Bay?
Well, I mean, that's another one. But it's like for what I was going to bring up was the common currency nowadays is just draft picks. You know, we saw with God, what's the guy's name? He went to Cowboys. Why am I forgetting? Amari Cooper.
Oh, Amari Cooper. Yeah.
You know, he went to the Cowboys for draft picks. And we're starting to see that, you know, you just trade, you'll trade these marquee guys, these, you know, up these young guys or whoever, you know, established receivers just for simply draft picks. Would the Niners just give up their draft pick and say, here, we'll give you our first rounder for Antonio Brown?
That's interesting. Interesting.
Because, I mean, if that's the case, I mean, it's for the Steelers, it'd be like, you know what? Yeah, I know we're going to take a cap hit, but God, that's a pretty decent first round pick.
Yeah, they'll take the cap hit. As long as they can get a nice little haul out of it, they'll be all right.
But at the same time, is he worth the first rounder?
Speaking of Randy Moss, today's his birthday. So happy birthday, Randy Moss.
Happy birthday, Randy.
All right, there you go. 800-777-2907 is the number. Where would Antonio Brown make sense in the National Football League is our question this morning. And if you were a team that needed a wide receiver, would you trust your team to take on Antonio Brown and make him happy? That's 800-777-2907 is the number. It's 8. Michael Jordan had a great response to the streaks of James Harden and Russell Westbrook. We'll have that for you next on SB Nation Radio.